the 10-day event had taken place between the 27th of September and the 6th of October this year throughout Donegal and across a whole range of subject areas, including music, food, sport, genealogy, employment opportunities, and all the good things that make Donegal what it actually is. And it builds, Donal, on the ongoing work that the council and their partners have been involved in over the past number of years and continuing to reach out to all of our immigrants and to all of our diaspora across the world, ranging through to this particular homecoming event, which I suppose aims to have a dual effect. One, giving people an opportunity to come back to Donegal to experience all of the good things that I've referenced, and also to do so against the background of a range of incentives that we've managed to negotiate with the likes of Aer Lingus and our local hospitality sector.
And when you have people like Aer Lingus on board, when you can secure that level of offer whereby people can avail of special deals, and presumably there'll also be promotion by Aer Lingus as well, and that's maybe at times the sort of promotion you can't really buy.
Absolutely, and I suppose, look, there's always a nice little quirk as well. And I'm not sure if people actually are aware of it. You know, you can actually step on an Aer Lingus plane in North America and at any of their hubs, and you don't have to pick up your bag until you get off the plane at Carrickfinn, our own international airport. You can actually check your way right through. And given that it's been voted the most scenic airport in the world for the second year running, there's a nice symbolism of coming back for a homecoming event back to your home airport in your home county at such a beautiful and scenic location, and saving some dollars while you're doing that.